This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
To you, our first love.
I never
and help
find
us to see
nobody,
the purpose, God,
nobody,
that you have called
nobody,
us to.
Nobody,
the importance of the purpose, God, that you
nobody
have called us
greater
to, God.
Than
you've called us to seek out those that are lost, God,
you,
to share the gospel with them, Father God, that they might be saved.
Nobody, nobody, Lord.
Thank you for
nobody,
the gospel of Jesus
nobody,
Christ,
nobody,
God. For it is
nobody,
the power of you, God, unto
no
salvation,
search,
Lord God.
Lord,
to everyone that believe, God, to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles, Lord. The gospel has the power, God, to deliver, God. And we thank you, Lord, for that precious treasure, Lord. Now we ask that you would bless these, your people, God. We come before your throne and we ask your blessing, God. For we realize we can do nothing without you, God. And my heart doesn't desire to do anything without you, Lord God. So we lift you up, God, and we exalt thee, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people here today, Lord God, all over the land, all in the body, God, every member of the body, God. And though we be many members, we are just one body in you, Christ. And you are the head of that body. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, draw nigh to us, that we may draw nigh to you, Lord God. And anything, Lord, that's separating us, oh God, we ask that you remove it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Sin, Lord, that's against you, Lord, remove it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our heart and then lead us in the right way. Bless this pastor, Pastor Dunkley. God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen him, Lord God. Continue to lead and guide him and his family, Lord God. And Father God, bless my family. I'm grateful, God, for all that you're doing in my family. I'm grateful, God, for my husband, Lord, that you brought him through, God. Oh, Father God, we knew that we could lean and depend on you, God. And we're so thankful to see the results, Lord. We ask your blessing, Father, on those that are sick and shut in all over, Lord. Some in the midst of our family here, God. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, God. May have mercy. And then, Lord, we definitely pray for those who are outside of the ark of safety, that they would be saved, God, that they will come to know you, the only true God, in the pardons of their sin. And Father God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for what he did at Calvary, God. We are only here by your grace, oh God. And because of the finished work that Christ did at Calvary, we bless you for him right now. And then we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. Move by your spirit, God. And then, Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray, and we say amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We ought to give God a hand of praise here, because we've certainly had a great time. These brothers have really showed out this morning. Three of them. Four. But they did a mighty awesome job in the name of the Lord. And that's what happens when we release ourselves into the power of the Holy Ghost. He can do exceedingly great things among us. It is so good to see all of you out here today. And we just bless God for you. The word of the Lord will come from Mark, the 15th chapter of Mark, verse 33 and 34. Prior to this text here, prior to this scripture, Jesus has already been captured and tried and condemned and crucified. And they have ridiculed him, mocked him. Yeah. They've beaten him unmercifully, spit on him, put a crown of thorns on his head, and marched him up a hill called Golgotha, which we call Calvary. And now Jesus is on the cross. And those that are passing by continue to ridicule Jesus. Continue to mock him. Even the chief priest mocks him. If you're ready, let us read. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. Then at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" I just want to talk for a little while from the subject, God is there all the time. He's there all the time. When it seems like your problems are more than you can bear, you need to know that God is there all the time. That word, my God, denotes a relationship that Jesus had with God. He called him my God. And that word forsaken means that at that particular time, Jesus was feeling abandoned. He was feeling all alone. Have anybody ever felt like that before? Have you ever felt abandoned and forsaken? Maybe by your family, maybe by friends, maybe even by church members, maybe by your children. I know sometimes the elderly, they feel forsaken and abandoned. And the children put them in nursing homes. And I know sometimes I feel forsaken and abandoned when my children don't call me. When my grandchildren don't include me in some of their activities, they don't have to do it, but I feel forsaken and abandoned. And guess what? It hurts. Yeah, because I want to be a part of everything. They grow up so fast. And I'm so afraid I'm going to miss something. But I know they have to do their own thing. I know they have their own lives. But sometimes I feel forsaken and I feel abandoned. In your trials, have you ever asked God why? Why are you going through? You're in the midst of the storm of your life. Your world has been turned upside down. And you've sent out a mayday, mayday cry, a distress cry to God. But it seems like God is silent. Seems like he's afar off. And having that relationship with God, you may have even cried out, my God, because you're in the midst of a storm.
Yeah.
The storm is raging in your life. You may have cried out, my God. I know sometimes, Mother, I've cried out, my God. Oh, God, I'm going through, Lord. And you go to your family, but sometimes family can't help you. You go to friends and you find that they're complaining too. And then even God sometimes feels far away. Because you prayed to God. You called upon him. And you waited patiently for God. But yet there's silence. Silence. And as a child calls on his father, when he's hurting, you expect them to come to your rescue. Because of the relationship with God, you expect him to hear your cry and pity your groan. But all you hear is silence. And you see, the question is not whether you will face trials. It's a matter of when. Because we're going to have trials in this world. Jesus already told us we're going to face some trials. Trials come in our lives. Trouble comes. Life is not always easy. And God didn't promise us that it would be. John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world, and we live in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But he says, be of a good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And James put it like this. James says, we're going to go through various trials, all kinds of trials. They just come unexpectedly. And you can do the good, all the good, but trouble still will knock at your door. Somebody say, every time I try to do good, evil is always present. So James says we go through all kinds of various trials. But he says we go through trials to test our faith. Peter says this. Peter says trials come to perfect us. Trials come to establish us in the faith. Trials come to strengthen us. See, we can talk faith, but when trouble comes, it'll show up whether your faith is real or not. When hard times come, it comes to test our faith, to prove whether we're real or whether we're just pretending. So we'll have trials. We're going to go through some things in this life. God told us we would. But he gave us a promise. Those of us who belong to God can only claim this promise. He said, Pastor Dunkley already said it. I said confirmation. God said, I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. He says, lo, I'll be with you, Matthew 28 and 20. Lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. But only those who know Christ can claim that promise that God is with us, mother. No matter what we are going through, God is with us. And he will see us through. He will see us through. Jesus here in this text, like I said, he's hanging on the cross now.
All right.
After being beaten and after being spit on and after being mocked and ridiculed, they put a crown of thorns on his head and the blood came streaming down. They put a cross on his shoulder and marched him up a hill called Golgotha. From the third hour, he was hanging on the cross. He hung on the cross 6 hours. Y'all do know that, right? From the third hour, which is about 9 o'clock in the morning, they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. They pierced him in his side and they stood him up between heaven and earth. And he's hanging there on that cross. And that cross, that kind of death is excruciating, painful, slow. And those passed by, ridiculing and mocking him. The two on, one on his right and one on his left. And the one on the left say, if you be the Son of God, if you be the Messiah, won't you come down off the cross and save yourself and save us? And Jesus could have came down off the cross if he wanted to. He had the power to come down off the cross because nobody took Jesus' life. He laid down his life for us. John 10 and 18, Jesus says, I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it up again. So no man took his life. He willingly gave up his life for you and I. He hung there for you and I. And even the scribes passed by and say, he talk about destroying the temple in 3 days. He can save others, but he can't save himself. Yeah. But they didn't understand that the temple that Jesus was talking about was his body. And that in 3 days he would be raised up from the grave. They didn't understand that. Jesus hanging on the cross. And the Bible says around about the 6th hour. And that's about noontime in the day. Say darkness covered the land. And then round about the 9th hour, which is 3 o'clock in the evening, that Jesus cried with a loud voice to God. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus was hanging on the cross, y'all. And he didn't deserve to be there. Jesus was guilty of no crime. The only crime that Jesus was guilty of was loving us too much. Yeah, all of our sins was put on him. He was carrying the sins of the world. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin for us. Jesus took our place. He bore our grief. He carried our sorrow and our pain. It should have been us hanging on that cross. It should have been us that was being punished. But Jesus took our place. Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace, for our peace, God laid it upon him. All of our wrong, God placed it upon Christ, that we might be made the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. So here he is, hanging on the cross, dying in our place. And he endured the cross that we might be healed, that we might be reconciled to God. Everything that Jesus was experiencing, it was for the world. Everything that he went through, it was for us. So here now, he's feeling the weight of the sin, the weight of the world's sin upon his shoulder. And God, being a holy God, could not look upon sin, because sin is what separates us from God in the first place. That's why Jesus had to come, because sin separated us from God. And judgment demanded that sin be paid for. Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So here's Jesus carrying the weight of sin. And because God is holy and could not look on sin, Jesus hanging on this cross. He had never been separated from his Father before. He knew how it felt for man to betray him. He knew how it felt for man to abandon him. He knew how it felt for Judas to deny him. Well, he knew how it felt for Peter. Peter denied him. And for Judas to betray him. Yes. He knew how it felt for all of his sheep to scatter. He knew how it felt for his own to receive him not, because the Bible says he went to his own and they received him not. It was his own that cried, crucify him. So Jesus knew how it felt to be forsaken and abandoned by man, but to be forsaken and abandoned by God, because he'd never been separated from his Father. But because of sin, God turned his back temporarily on Jesus. And I can hear Jesus saying, Father, I'm in my lowest point now. You were with me, God. You were with me, Lord God, before the foundation of the world. And you were with me, God, when you said, let us make man in our own image. And you were with me, God, in the halls of heaven, when I said, prepare me a body, and I'll go down and redeem man. Well, you were with me, God, when you placed me in the womb of a virgin, a name called Mary. You protected me, God, and you were with me. You were with me, God, when John baptized me in the water of Jordan. For I heard your voice said, This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. You were with me, God, when I fed the 5,000, Father, because I lifted up the bread and I blessed it and you multiplied it. Well, you were with me, God, when I raised Lazarus from the grave, because I looked up towards heaven and I told you, Lord, not for my sake, but for these that are standing right here. Well, you were with me, God, on Mount Figuration, God, when you transformed me and I talked with Moses and Elijah. You were there, Father, for you said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. You were with me, Father. You walk with me and you talk with me. You told me that I was your own. But now, Lord, I'm hanging here on this cross, God, and I can't hear your voice, my Father. I'm hanging here on this cross, God, and I can't embrace your presence, God. Now, Lord, I'm at my lowest point. And Jesus cried out, my God, my God. Somebody here may have cried out in the night, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But Jesus never forsake Jesus. God never forsook his son, but he forsook the sin that he carried on his shoulders. He forsook the weight of that sin that Jesus carried on his shoulder. Yes, he did. And the reason why he forsook it, because of his holiness. And he could not look upon sin. But he didn't forsake his son. And he'll never forsake us because of what Christ did at Calvary. He forsook that sin and turned his back temporarily on Christ. But he didn't forsake his son. He was there all the time. Mount Olive, you need to know that God is there all the time. No matter what you're going through, God is there. If you put your trust in him, he'll see you through. The reason why I know he didn't forsake his son, because the cross wasn't the end. And death wasn't the end. The grave wasn't the end. But early, early Sunday morning, early resurrection Sunday morning, Jesus got up with all power in his hands. Yes. And the Bible said that God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every other name. And so Jesus on that cross, he hung there. He did it all for you and I. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. And because Jesus stayed right there, even when they say, come down, he stayed right there so that you and I, those who have put their trust in God, Jesus broke down the walls, the barriers that separated us from God. And now we can go boldly to the Father and he will never forsake us because that's his promise to us. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor will I forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you always. Isn't that good news? To know that God is with us always. So even when we are going through, God is right there with us. I heard David says, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. Why, David? He says, because the Lord is with me. And he says in Psalms 37 and 25, I've been young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. When my father and my mother forsake me, Jesus, he'll take care of us. Friends forsake you, turn their back on you. Jesus, he's there all the time. Yes, the doors of the church is open. all of the time. And there may be somebody here that don't know Christ. And you want him in your life because you want somebody that's going to be there for you all the time.
Praise
man can't be there for you all the time. Mama can't be there for you all the time. Daddy can't be there for you all the time. Friends cannot be there for you all the time. But Jesus, he can be there for you all the time. Through the thick and the thin. In good times and bad times, he's there.
I praise you.
And he'll see you through. What I like about it, he get in the midst of our troubles. He get in the midst of our storms.
All time.
Yes.
I'm about to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you. Whether happy
else,
or
you
sad.
You can come by baptism.
I'll praise you.
By letter of Christian experience.
Through all I go through.
Jesus died on that
because
cross.
Because praise
God,
is what
that you might be cleansed.
We lift up on it this morning. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God.
We lift up his father's mother.
Yes, Lord.
We lift up this family.
Yes, Lord. In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of
what
Jesus.
I do.
Lord. When I we pray that you touch this young man's heart.
Yes, Lord.
Touch his spirit.
You know, God. Hallelujah.
Touch his mind,
yes,
soul.
Lord. Yes.
Awaken him, Lord.
Yes.
Of the importance of having you in his heart.
Yes, Lord.
Of the importance of surrendering himself to
yes,
you, Lord.
God.
I praise you, while
Lord. We know that the seed has been planted.
Yes, Lord.
Where it says, train up in a child in the way he shall go, and when he get old, he will not depart. Lord, we pray right now that you bring Tony back into this family of believers. We pray, dear God, that you forgive him for all of his sins. We pray that you strengthen him where he's weak. Build him up where he's torn down. We pray that the word that's praying for this day, we know it ain't going to come back wrong. That it works in his heart, it works in his mind, it works in his spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Works in this family.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we accept him
yes.
just as he is. We know you do, Lord. Lord, we just pray for strength.
Yes, God, in the name
change
of
change his focus. Let him focus on you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Give him the strength and the mind.
Yes, Lord.
To do the right thing.
Yes,
touch, Lord.
Do it for my God.
We thank you for
do
this family. Thank you for his father standing right here beside
yes,
his son.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
him. Thank you.
What I do. In
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
It's what I do.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you, Lord.
Is what I do.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Eternal God,
is what
we
I
come
do.
At this hour of the morning just to say thank you
praise
for this resurrection Sunday.